सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम् कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
सो इन चैप्टर 4 ऑफ भगवद गीता इन श्लोक नंबर 24 वी हैव सीन द विजन ऑफ ए ज्ञानी विजन ऑफ ए ज्ञानी ब्रह्मार्पणं ब्रह्मवी ब्रह्माग्नौ ब्रह्मनाहुतं ब्रह्मैवतेन गन्तव्यम् Brahma Karma Samadhina. So everywhere he is seeing Brahman, Brahman and Brahman only. So if we want to attain that state where we all can see Brahman everywhere in all our action, how can we come to that state? The Lord gives 12 yajna from verse number 25 to verse number 30. So he gives 12 yajna and he advises us to perform one or more yajna. So if we do that, what will happen? Sarve api ete yajna vidha yajna chapit kalmasaha. If we perform any of those 12 yajna, then Bhagavan says, you are yajna vidha, you are knower of yajna, number one. And if you perform that yajna, what will happen? Yajna chapit kalmasa. Kalmasa means all the sins will be destroyed. When all the sins will be destroyed, what will happen after that? After that, I will get knowledge. When I get knowledge, what will happen? I become realized. I become Brahman. So this is one method. So out of this 12 yajna, we have seen that out 9 are Drabhyamaya Yajna. Out of 12, 9 are Drabhyamaya Yajna and 3 are Jnanamaya Yajna. Jnanamaya, based on knowledge. This is one type of seeker who attains Brahman. Now another, second type of seeker, it is said, Yajna Sishta Amrit Bhuja. Sloka number 31. Yajna Sishta. Sishta means remnant. Yajna, sacrifice. Yajna Sishta, Amrit Bhuja. Amrit, this Yajna Sishta is called Amrit. Bhuja means the enjoyer. So one who enjoys the remnant of Yajna, which is Amrit, Yanti Brahma Sanatanam, he also attains. So this person is not actually performing yajna. What he is doing? He is only eating the yajna sishta. If you have seen us performing Gayatri Havan, so whenever we chanted the Gayatri Mantra and offered oblation of ghee into the fire, after when we withdraw our chamas, we put it in separate plate, one drop of the ghee, it is called yajna sishta. Whatever is offered, after that, a drop is kept saved separately. Then with the another mantra, second mantra, I will take again the fresh ghee, offer into the fire, again keep one drop. This is called yagya. This is amrit. So whosoever takes that amrit, he is not performing. Be very careful. He is not performing yagya. He is only taking yagya sishta. In Gayatri Havan, you must have seen that many people, they come and they take only yagya sishta. They were helping outside, maybe in the puja, or maybe in the parking lot, or maybe in the kitchen. But at the time of completion of yagya, everybody will come. Everybody will come and take the yagya sishta. So those who take that yagya sishta, which is amrita, yanti brahma sanatanam, they will also attain Brahman. And that Brahman is sanatanam, eternal Brahma. So you can attain Brahman by performing yagya or helping in yagya. Helping in yagya. What is helping in yagya? When Jnana Yagya is performed, when any Swamiji comes, we perform Jnana Yagya, it is organized. Then lot of people's efforts are required. Make a flyer, email, mass email. Somebody is creating flyer, somebody is sending his email. Now suppose more than 100 people come, we have got only 100 parking space. Then there is a parking team, they will arrange for the parking. Somewhere other, some other place they will keep the cars and help us. There is puja team helping in the puja. There is a book team helping in the bookstore. There is a food team helping in the food. All, everybody will, at the end, they will get the prasad. Prasad pustaka is given. So those also will attain. So two type of people, one who are actually doing it and those who are assisting in the yagya, both of them get yanti brahma sanatanam. They will attain brahma eternal. But who is not doing anything? Ayagya, not performing yagya, nor assisting. Nor assisting in the yagya. Bhagwan says, Nayam loko asti ayagyasa kuto anna kurusuttama. O kurusuttam, the best among the kurus, O Arjun, he will not get ananda here also. Here he will not get ananda. And what to talk about the other loka? When he leaves this body and goes to other loka, there also he will not get ananda. Abhi nahi milta hai, to wahan kya milega? Understand the signs. Those who are not facing Lord, those who are not remembering Lord, either by performing yagya, in all yagya we are remembering Lord, or not assisting in the yagya, means they are busy in the world. Their mind is busy in the world. So if the mind is in the world, it collects impurities. It collects impurities. It collects vasanas. And when the same mind is applied in the yagya or turned toward Bhagavan, or any person who is assisting in the yagya, his mind is also thinking about Bhagavan at that time. I am serving for Bhagavan, assisting in the yagya. They all get benefit. But ayagya, his mind is not in Bhagavan. Otherwise you had come and done the yagya or came here or assisted here. No. So where is he? If my mind is not in Bhagavan, then my mind is with the sansar. And if it is with the sansar, no ananda, we all know. We all suffer. Why? Because the mind is with Bhagavan. Mind is not with Bhagavan. Therefore, we all suffer. If the mind is with Bhagavan, then sadananda. Sadananda, without any time or place, he will be always Ananda, Ananda. Without any object also he will be happy. Acha Bhagwan, where did you get this 12 yagya? Bhagwan says, evam bahuvidha yagya vitata brahmano mukhe. It is in the Ved, on the face of Ved. Brahmana means here Ved. These are spread there. Manifold, this yagya are spread all over the Veda. There are thousands of yagya. Thousands of yagya. In the 12 yagya, there is no putreshti yagya. Suppose you want putra, son. Do putreshti yagya. If you want to go to swarga, I am not happy with the worldly sukh. I want superior sukh. I want the heavenly sukh. Okay. Do jyotishtom. Karo. Do jyotishtom. So there are many, many yagyas said in the Vedas. Karmajan vidhitan, karmajan vidhi, know them, they are all born of action. Born of action means what? They are done by kaya, vacha, mansa. They are done by body. All actions happen because of the body, speech and mind. Karmajan vidhi. How to do it? Already Bhagwan has said in slok number 18. That you consider yourself as akarta. Action will happen by kaya vacha mansa. It will happen. But who am I? I am akarta. I am the not doer. Akarta. This way, gyatva vimochase evam gyatva. If we are acting in the world as akarta, as a non doer, doing all the actions by body, mind, and speech, kaya vacha mansa, then what will happen? Gyatva vimochase, we'll get liberation. Then he says, Sriyan drabha mayat yagyat gyan yagya parantapa. Gyan yagya parantapa. Bhagwan says, oh Arjun, let me tell you one more thing. Out of those 12 yagya, I told you about the 9 yagya which are drabha maya yagya. And 3 were gyan maya yagya. Drabhyamaya yagya means what? Drabhyamaya yagya means in which we offer something which is made of 5 sense objects. 5 great elements. Panchamahabhut. Panchamahabhut means earth, water, air, fire and space. Our body is also made of Panchamahabhut. Our Indriya is also made of Panchamahabhut. Whole world is also made of Panchamahabhut. If in a yagya we are offering anything which is drabhya and the result which we are expecting a putra or swarga which also is a drabhya, then that is drabhyamaya yagya. All the drabhya are perishable. All drabhya are perishable. Even if you get a putra or swarga, that also is a perishable item. But jnanamaya yagya, what is the jnanamaya yagya? What do you get? What is the result of jnanamaya yagya? You get Brahman. Is Brahman perishable? Brahman is not perishable. Then which one is superior yagya? Superior yagya is jnanamaya yagya. Because the result is imperishable. In drabhyamaya yagya, drabhya itself is perishable. And the result which we get out of that yagya, that also is perishable. Therefore, jnanamaya yagya is superior to drabhyamaya yagya. Sarva karma akhilam partha jnane parisamapyate. All actions culminate in wisdom. If we act in this world as suggested by Bhagwan in chapter 3, chapter 4 or chapter 2, that means chapter 2 from 39 verse onward, Bhagwan has started the topic of karma yoga. How to act in the world. If we act in that way, what will happen? our mind will get purified. If we do karma yoga, mind will get purified. And then ultimately, jnane parisamapyate. Jnane parisamapyate, we will get the knowledge. All our actions should lead us to knowledge. How that will happen? If we do karma yoga. If we don't do karma yoga, then it will never happen. Never happen. Parisamapyate. Okay, Bhagwan, you told us there are two things, I understand. First is that I have to cleanse my mind, purify my mind. How I will purify my mind? By doing the yajna. Or I will eat yajna sishta amrita bhuja. After purification of mind, I have to get knowledge. And after knowledge, liberation, mukti. So I understood step number one. What is that? Purification of mind. But what about knowledge, Bhagwan? Who will give me knowledge? Where will I get it? So Bhagwan says, okay. Verse number 34.
Tadviddhi pranipatena.
Tadviddhi pranipatena.
Pariprasnena sevaya.
Pariprasnena sevaya.
Upadekshanti te jnanam. Jnaninastatvadarshinah. Tadviddhi pranipatena. Pariprasnena sevaya. Upadekshanti te jnanam. Jnaninastatvadarshinah.
Tat jnanam, that knowledge, atmajnan. Te, to you, upadekshanti, instruct, they will instruct. Who will instruct? Jnanina tattvadarshina. Jnanina, a wise person. Tattvadarshina, those who are realize the truth. Those who abide in that truth. Vidhi, you know from that. So this knowledge is to be attained from jnaninah tattvadarshinah. How you will get it? Pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. By long prostration. Pranipatena, long prostration. Number one. Number two, pariprasnena, by question. And number three, sevaya. By service. So three things have to be done first. First we have to pranipatena, we have to surrender, dirga pranam, pariprasnena, we have to ask question, number two, and number three, by sevaya. Okay. So know that by long prostration, by question, and service, the wise who have realized the truth will instruct you in that knowledge. So one thing is very clear, that this knowledge can be attained only from a guru who is jnaninah tattvadarshinah. So if you want this knowledge, first we have to verify that the teacher is jnaninah and tattvadarshinah. What is the meaning of jnaninah tattvadarshinah? We'll see. So from Guru Mukhat you should get the knowledge. Why Guru only? Can I not study it with the commentary from Bhagavad Gita written by our Gurudev? Do you mean that? Yes, we mean that. By mere study of the commentary of Bhagavad Gita written by Gurudev, it's not going to help you. Why? Because we cannot ask question to commentary. Commentary is complete. It is perfect. But my intellect, buddhi, is not perfect. It will ask many questions. How Gurudev is writing this thing? How is this happen? Are, ye kya hai? Somewhere Gurudev is saying atma is mind, somewhere atma is body. What nonsense. I am not going to accept it. I will sit the dictionary. What is the meaning of atma? Are, ja. Ja. You cannot ask question. Number one. Number two, it cannot clear your doubt. Book will not clear your doubt. Suppose you are reading, the doubt comes. Ask question to book. Clear my doubt. Will it clear? No. It will not clear. Number three, can you serve book? Seva kar sakte ho? You cannot serve book. Okay. So that knowledge of self is to attain tat gyan pranipatena vidhi pranipatena. You surrender and have a right attitude. Right attitude is needed. Surrender and right attitude. Many people come to test Guru, you know, whether he knows it or not. Let me ask him question. That is not right attitude. Pranipatena means surrender. Tad jnana pariprasnena vidhi, right inquiry, you ask right questions. And tad jnana sevaya vidhi, right tuning of mind also needed. So three things are needed. Pranipatena, pariprasnena, sevaya. These are prerequisite. Be very clear, prerequisite. After this has happened, upadekshanti, it is future tense. Upadekshanti is the future tense. When you have completed these three steps, then jnaninah, tattvadarshinah will give you that jnana, that knowledge. What is pranipatena? Pranipatena. So if you break this word, then we'll get pra plus ni plus patena. Patena means to fall. Pat dhatu. Pat means to fall. Like pat jhada. Leaves are falling. Pat. Pra means prakarsena, clearly. Ni means nichai, down. What does that mean? It means sastang pranam or long prostration. Sastang pranam. Ashtanga, eight limbs. Pranam by eight limbs. What are those eight limbs? Your knees should be on the floor. When we do the sastang pranam, knees should be at the floor. Then the feet also touching the floor, hands also touching floor, chest is also touching floor, head is also touching floor, intellect, buddhi also you surrender, and the speech also you surrender, and the eyes are also lying down on the floor. And that state is a helpless state. You can't do anything in that state. Lie down in that state and see, try to do something. No, helpless state. It is complete surrender. Okay. And that state only, the Guru will operate on you. How he will operate? Operate by vrittis, by thoughts, by knowledge. By knowledge he will operate. Then the next question comes, whom should we do sastang pranam? The Shastra says, three persons you should do. One is Bhagwan. Number two, your guru. Number three is your parents. Three people should be offered sastang pranam. After we surrender, then guru takes over responsibility. Not before. Unless we surrender, Guru will not take responsibility. And we find in the case of Arjun, Sishyateham Sadimam Tvam Prapanna. Sishyateham, in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, Arjun says, Arjun and Krishna were of the age of 70 years. They were together. Lord Krishna never gave him the knowledge of self. Now he has said, Sishyateham, I am your Sishya. And Tvam Prapannam, I take refuge. Sadimam, please instruct me. As a teacher, you instruct me. You see, as a sakha, as a friend, you can take advice whether you may follow it, you may not follow it. It is up to you. But in the case of you accept a person as a teacher, then a disciple is supposed to follow the instructions. So when Arjun surrendered, after that, Lord Krishna, he took his responsibility, gave him all the knowledge. Even after completing the whole of Bhagavad Gita, he again asked, did you understand this, Arjun? If there is a doubt, he will again repeat all of Bhagavad Gita. In Ramayana also we find, Ave sabhay saranta kimohi karau sadyatehi sadhu samana. In Sundarkand you will find, when Vibhishan came to Ramji. Ave, whosoever comes, sabhay, out of fear, where? Saran, surrender. Again Saran has come here. Whosoever comes to Lord Rama and surrenders, surrender to whom? Mohi, to me. Karau sadya, karau, I do it. Sadya, instantly, I don't wait. Whosoever comes and surrenders to me, I protect. I protect. Te sadhu samana, as if he is a sadhu. Sadhu samana. In Bhagavad Gita also we find, mam ye prapadante, mayam etam tarantite, mam ye prapadante, those who take refuge in me. Prapadante, you have to take refuge. And they alone cross over this maya, this illusion. Then tad jnana pariprasnena viddhi, ask spiritual questions to jnanina tattvadarshina. Only spiritual question. What type of spiritual question? We find in verse number 49 of Vivek Chudamani. Ko naam bandha katam esagata katam pratishtasya katam vimoksha ka so anatma parma ka atma tayo viveka katam etad uchyatam. Ko naam bandha, O Guru, please tell me, what is this bondage? Katam esagata, where from this has come? Katam pratishtasya, why it is still subsisting? It is still there. Katham vimocha, what is liberation? Please tell me. Ka so anatma, parma ka atma. Please tell me, what is atma and what is anatma? Only two things are there in the world. One is atma, another is anatma. Tell me about that. Tayo viveka katham edutuchitam. What is the vivek? Vivek of tayo means atma and anatma. How to do the vivek? How to discriminate between atma and anatma? Please tell me. Only spiritual questions should be asked, because Guru knows how to come out of this world. Be very clear. Guru knows how to come out of this world. But even we see after the Upanishad class also, we see people coming to Swamiji or Guruji and asking worldly questions. Do you know how to read palm or my head? Can you tell me when my daughter will get married? Are, is this spiritual question? You have come here how to come out of all these things. And you are asking worldly questions? He is not expert in worldly questions. Tad viddhi sevaya, right tuning of mind is needed before question is answered. Right tuning of mind is needed. So whether mind is purified or not, he will check. Nachiketa went to Yamaraj and asked for three questions, and one question was Atma Vidya. I want to know. Some people say after death Atma remains. Some say no. Atma is destroyed. So what is the fact? You know, because you every day bring all these jiva, you know after the death whether the Atman is there or not. You are the right person. And Nachiketa sat at the gate of Yamaraj for 3 days, three nights without even drinking a drop of water. That much of urge is required. Yes, I want to know. And before giving, Yamaraj offered him all this Nritya, Geet, Apsara and everything. He told him, as long as I am in the seat, I will not come and visit you. You can live on this in this world for as many years as you want. But see the vairagya of Nachiketa, his qualities, his purification of mind, his fitness. He rejected everything. He says, I know you are also bound by time. One day will come that you will also not in this chair. The succeeding Yamaraj will come and catch me. Seva. Seva is to be done. In Prashnopanishad, we find an instance of six seekers going to Acharya and asking six questions. Asking six questions. And the Acharya said, okay, first you have to serve me. First you have to serve me for 1 year. After that you will ask me this question, and if I know answer to those questions, I will reply. How many of us will go and stay with that guru and serve him for 12 months? Pehle din hi shraddha gaya. There is no shraddha, no faith in guru. Pata nahi, he himself is saying, if I know, I will tell you. Are, what is this? But there is some procedure. It's not that you can ask any time question and you will get the answer. The guru will test whether you are fit for that knowledge or not. Otherwise, it is throwing the seeds into barren land. If the bhumi is not prepared, if the mind is not prepared, even the knowledge is given, it is worthless. Koi kaam nahi aayega. And people ask questions, you know. When Guruji was a brahmachari at that time, he was going for some discourse somewhere in a crowded bus. He was hanging. With the two hands he was holding the bar and going. And somebody said, Guruji, Mahatmaji, Swamiji, oh, Atma ke baare mein kuch bataiye, you know what is Atma? And Guruji said, latakte Swami se Atma ki baat nahi kar. It's not the right time. Swami is hanging in the bus. Is it the right time to ask a question like that? Sevaya. Why seva is necessary? Seva is necessary because you come to know the teacher and teacher comes to know whether you are a tamasic fellow or you are a rajasic fellow or you are a sattvic fellow. If you are tamasic, he will tell you, do Narayan Seva. Jao, mission ke andar mein jao, vacuum karo, shrine. Tamasic fellow. But if you are sattvic, he will give you another sadhana. Another sadhana. So depending on the student, he will give the sadhana. Okay. Upadekshanti te jnanam jnanina tatta darshina. Jnanina, the wise person, he will give you upadesh. Upadekshanti is future tense. When you complete step number one, step number two, step number three, pranipatena, pariprasnena, sevaya. When these three steps are crossed, upadekshanti, then he will give you that knowledge of the self. So tuning up mind is very essential. The disciple seeker also comes to know the teacher, his habits. And the teacher also comes to know about your state of mind, whether it is a sattvic, rajasic or tamasic state of mind. And accordingly he will give you sadhana. So now, who is this guru? Jnanina tattva-darshina. Jnanina means who has studied Shastra under Guru Parampara. Who has studied Shastra under Guru Shishya Parampara. In chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita, we find Lord Krishna giving knowledge to Surya Bhagwan. And from that, this Guru Shishya Parampara continues. Guru system. And Tattva Darsina, abiding in the self. That means Brahmanishta. Abiding in the self. What is abiding in the self? One who constantly remembers Brahman. He is abiding in the self. Okay. So Guru gives you knowledge. So Guru gives you knowledge. How he gives you? As per Shastra, whatever he has studied, according to the scripture, he will give. गुरुदेव आस्क तपोवन महाराज, कैन ए गुरु गिव उपदेश नॉलेज विदाउट शास्त्र? तपोवन महाराज जी से रोके, प्लीज गेट मी सम वाटर. एंड आवर गुरुदेव ब्रॉट इट वाटर इन ग्लास, ए ग्लास ऑफ वाटर ही ब्रॉट. Gurudev said, I ask you to get some water. I didn't ask you to bring a glass. I wanted water. Can you serve water without glass? No. Similarly, a guru cannot serve you upadesh without shastra. Whatever guru says is only shastra only. Nothing else. He is not a self-made guru. He has studied in Guru Shishya Parampara. He is abiding in that. He will talk only that, whatever is said in the Shastra. So how is this knowledge in the Shastra given? It is given in Adhyarop Apavad Shaili. There is a Brahman substratum. On this Adhyarop, there is a superimposition of Maya. So first he will explain what is this superimposition, what is this Maya, how it is superimposed. Then apavad, how to negate it. How to negate it. So when he negates this superimposition, what will remain? Again the substratum Brahman will remain. So next 3.5 slokas are about the glory of Atmagyan. Glory of Atmagyan. What will happen? What will you get with this knowledge of self?
पूर्णमद पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ओम शांति शांति शांति. हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः. हरि ओम.
I have to inform you two sad news. Yesterday, our Ashokji's mother passed away in Mumbai. And another, our Binay Kausalji's younger brother passed away about a couple of weeks ago in Chandigarh. So we will chant Mahamrityunjaya mantra 3 times and seek the grace of the Lord for them.
ॐ त्र्यम्बकं यजामहे सुगन्धिं पुष्टिवर्धनम् उर्वारुकमिव वन्दनान् मृत्युर्मुक्षीयमामृतात्. ॐ त्र्यम्बकं यजामहे सुगन्धिं पुष्टिवर्धनम् उर्वारुकमिव वन्दनान् मृत्युर्मुक्षीयमामृतात्. ॐ त्र्यम्बकं यजामहे सुगन्धिं पुष्टिवर्धनम् उर्वारुकमिव वन्दनान् मृत्युर्मुक्षीयमामृतात्.